This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Uttarakhand is celebrating the Silver Jubilee of its formation day. Uttarakhand came into existence on this day in 2000 as the 27th state of the Republic of India. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the people of the state on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi will take part in a state-level event to mark their day in Dehradun today. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stones for development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees. Our correspondent has the details.
During the event, the Prime Minister will also release a commemorative postal stamp. The projects being inaugurated and launched span key sectors including drinking water, irrigation, energy, technical education, urban development, sports and skill development. Major initiatives include the Dehradun water supply coverage under the Amrit scheme, a power substation in Pithoragarh, solar power plants in government buildings and an AstroTurf hockey field at Haldwani Stadium. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone for the Song Dam drinking water project in Dehradun and the Jamrani multipurpose dam project in Nainital. The Song Dam will provide 150 MLD of drinking water to Dehradun daily, while the Jamrani project will boost irrigation, water supply and power generation. Additionally, foundation will be laid for a women's sports college in Champawat, a modern dairy plant in Nainital and several power substations project. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections will conclude this evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Tuesday in 122 Assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. On the last day of campaigning today, senior campaigners, star campaigners and top leaders from the NDA, the Mahagathbandhan and other parties are addressing several public meetings and election rallies. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart, João Manuel González Lorenz, at the Presidential Palace in Luanda today. The two countries are likely to sign and exchange MOUs on issues of mutual interests following the meeting. President Murmu reached Luanda late last evening on the first leg of her two-nation state visit to African countries of Angola and Botswana. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan remembered the contribution of Jain philosophy to the spiritual journey and heritage of India. He was speaking at the commemoration of Jain seer Acharya Shanti Sagar Maharaj in Shravanbela Gola of Hasan district in Karnataka today. He highlighted the importance of the tenets of Jainism, namely non-violence, self-restraint and renunciation, which have shaped the spiritual ethos of our society. RSS Sar Sangchalak Mohan Bhagwat has said that they will initiate dialogue to end divisions in society. Speaking as part of lecture series on 100 Years of Sangh Journey, New Horizons in Bengaluru, Mr. Bhagwat pointed out that during the 1857 First War of Independence, both Hindus and Muslims came together to fight for freedom from the British rule. Mr. Bhagwat said the Britishers realized this unity as a threat to their rule and began widening the divide in Indian society. He said RSS will initiate an outreach program to end such divide. Indian Ambassador to US Vinay Mohan Quatra met Intel CEO Lip-Bu Tan to discuss Intel's plans for expanding semiconductor and AI operations in India, aligned with the government's India Semiconductor Mission and India AI Mission. The Union Cabinet approved the India Semiconductor Mission in 2021 with an outlay of 76,000 crore rupees to boost fabrication, design and manufacturing. To mark the 93rd anniversary of the Indian Air Force, the Eastern Air Command is organizing the first ever full-scale air show in Guwahati today. Indian Air Force will display over 75 aircraft and helicopters in more than 25 formations at Lasit Ghat above the Brahmaputra River. In chess, world champion D. Gukesh suffered a major blow in the ongoing FIDE World Cup in Goa after an extraordinary run in 2024 as he lost to German Grandmaster Frederik Swain, which resulted in a third-round elimination for him. Pragyananda R. won his match against Hawaiian Robert and moved to the fourth round. Arjun Erigasi also went to the round four. And that is the end of this news bulletin.